This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Voting is underway for assembly elections in Delhi for all 70 seats amid tight security. Till 3 p.m., over 46.55% voter turnout was recorded. A total of 699 candidates are in the fray. The polling for the 70-member assembly elections began at 7 a.m. today, which will continue till 6 p.m. The highest poll percentage was recorded in Northeast Delhi district with nearly 53%, followed by Shahdra with over 49%. Over 46% of voter turnout was registered in North Delhi and nearly 47% in Northwest. South Delhi district recorded 44.89%, Southeast 43.91%, Southwest 48.32%, and West Delhi recorded 45.06% of voter turnout. The Central Delhi district registered 43.45% and 47.09% of voting in East Delhi, whereas the New Delhi district recorded the lowest voter percentage with 43.1%. We now go over to our correspondent Bhanu, who is in Gandhinagar. Bhanu, what is the latest update you can share from the ground?
Yes, Valsa, the voting has progressed swiftly so far in all the 70 assembly constituencies. We are reaching the final hour of the polling process. I'm currently present at one of the polling stations in the Gandhinagar assembly constituencies, where elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission to ensure smooth and transparent polling. Also, facilities like drinking water, paramedical staff, washrooms have been installed at the polling stations. Besides, wheelchair pick-and-drop facilities have also been provided to help the senior citizens. The security arrangements have been watertight as well. The polling stations and premises are being monitored through CCTV and adequate polling personnel. Besides, a helpline is also available for the voters for any voting-related assistance. Also, if I talk about this seat, then the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has fielded Arvinder Singh Lavli, whereas Aam Aadmi Party's Naveen Chaudhary is also trying his luck. And the Congress is also in fray with Kamal Chaudhary. And also, as I mentioned, this is the final hour of the voting process and it will end at 6 p.m.
Right. Thank you, Bhanu, for those details. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took a holy dip at Triveni Sangam today during the Mahakumbh currently underway in Prayagraj. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the snan at the Sangam is a moment of divine connection. He said, like the crores of others who have taken part in it, he was also filled with a spirit of devotion. Mr. Modi hoped that Ma Ganga will bless countrymen with peace, wisdom, good health and harmony. Our correspondent reports that Prime Minister Modi took a boat ride with Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath to reach Triveni Sangam. He then performed aarti and puja at the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati River. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav met OpenAI CEO Sam Altman in New Delhi today. Mr. Vaishnav said Prime Minister Narendra Modi guides them to democratize technology, and Mr. Altman appreciated the Prime Minister's vision. The minister said he had a super cool discussion with the OpenAI CEO on the strategy of creating the entire AI stack, GPUs, model and apps. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met UN General Assembly President Philemon Yang in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they discussed various issues on the UN agenda, including the need for reformed multilateralism. He said they also exchanged views on regional, global and developmental issues. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order withdrawing the U.S. from the United Nations Human Rights Council, prohibiting any future funding for the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. President Trump has also directed the U.S. to review its participation in the UN's Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, the body that uses culture and history as a bridge-building mechanism between nations. In the Rosario Challenger Tennis, star Indian player Sumit Nagal will face Bolivia's Hugo Delian in the pre-quarterfinals of men's singles in Argentina tonight. And with that, we end this news bulletin.